There wasn't a day Apollyme didn't mourn their separation and ache for her son to come home, and she reacted harshly to anyone who caught her weeping. She was a strong, proud woman who didn't believe in showing any weakness to anyone, not even her own granddaughter. But Cat could feel Apollyme's sadness and grief in all its harsh bitterness. Her father's empathy was one of many things Cat had inherited from him. It was why she would never embarrass Apollyme or anyone else if she could help it. So Cat approached slowly, just in case Apollyme needed time to compose herself. There was a light breeze whispering by. The garden itself was surrounded by high black marble walls that shone so much they reflected images like mirrors. Apollyme sat on a black chaise with her back to Cat. Two Caranti demons, a male and a female, flanked the chaise. The male demon was dressed in a loincloth that left the whole of his lean, muscular body bare. His skin was a pale maroon that had yellow mingled with it. His eyes were as black as his hair and wings. The female was orange and red in skin tone, and dressed in a black leather halter top and shorts. Her hair was a dark brown bob that only emphasized the sharpness of her features and the redness of her eyes. The demons were as still as statues, but Cat knew they were highly aware of her presence and watching her every move. Dressed in a black, flowing gown that left her shoulders bare, Apollyme cradled a small pillow in her lap. It had been a gift that Simmy, Acheron's personal Caranti demon, had brought to her years ago, and because it held Acheron's scent, Apollyme kept it ever near her, so that she could feel closer to the sun she could never touch. Cat's grandmother was absolutely beautiful, and appeared completely serene. With long, white blonde hair and swirling silver eyes, she didn't appear any older than her mid-20s. Her pale skin was luminescent, and small drops of glitter sparkled in her hair. She turned her head slightly to greet Cat, but Apollyme's welcoming smile turned to a frown as she saw Cat's broken arm. "Child," she breathed, moving from her chaise. She placed the pillow on her seat before she crossed the short distance to Cat so that she could inspect her arm. "What happened?"
"I got caught in the crossfire."
"If that bitch Artemis..." "Please," Cat said between clenched teeth. "Enough with everyone insulting my mother. Am I the only one in existence who loves her?"
Apollyme arched a brow.
"Of course you are.
Everyone else sees her for what she is."
Cat growled at her. "Be that as it may, if not for her, you wouldn't have me. So could we please not insult her and just make my arm better, okay?"
Apollyme's features softened instantly.
"Of course, my baby."
Apollyme touched Cat's shoulder, and immediately her arm was cured. Cat took a breath in gratitude as the pain finally receded. She'd inherited her grandmother's healing powers, but unfortunately, they didn't work on herself, only on other people, which really sucked when she couldn't get to her grandmother for comfort.
"Thank you."
Apollyme smiled, then kissed her lightly on the forehead, before she fanned Cat's long blonde hair around her shoulders affectionately.
"I haven't seen you in a while, Agria. I've missed you."
"I know, and I'm sorry about that. Time tends to get away from me." Sadness darkened Apollyme's eyes as she patted Cat on the shoulder before she stepped away.
"I wish I could say the same."
Yeah. It was hard on Cat's grandmother to be trapped here in what had once been the Atlantean Hell Realm. 11,000 years ago, Apollyme's entire family had banded together to imprison her, and so long as Acheron lived, Apollyme could never be free.